I am amazed every time I come into this barn. While you and I see a forest of tall upright posts today, during Shaker times, the center of this barn was usually filled high to the rafters with hay for the cows. At least one child who grew up here remembers jumping into that hay from the rafters. Now, I don't recommend that you try it, especially with no hay to cushion your fall. Look at the windows all around for light. Imagine the hay wagons driving in up above to load the center mow and the carts below to remove the cow manure. The cows' tails would be swishing as they stood in their stanchions to be milked and fed. Shaker efficiency, practicality, workmanship, and long-range thinking have impressed farmers and visitors for the entire life of this barn.
The roof is a beautiful and curious specimen of carpentry. In the center of the floor, there rises to the apex of the roof a single column as large as an admiral's mast, around which a hollow frame of slats is fixed, and which serves as a ventilator or chimney to discharge the steam of the hay. It is open at the top and protected by a small cupola against the rain. The arrangements for the cattle are in the lower story, where every animal has its place and number, and where every cow is designated by a label on the post, as in milk or otherwise. The method of feeding is easy. The place is kept clean, the whole arrangements are convenient, and the kindly treated animals standing around this huge mass of hay have at least the pleasure of seeing the good things in store for them. Henry Coleman, 1838.
For a message on farmers, innovators, builders, press the green button.